How's everybody doing out there? We're running a little late, so we're going to do a little sound check.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Thank you. saw that last night in the sky, and I'm gonna do a little favor for you. Cause I guess everything dies, baby, that's a lie.
Watch it, little bit of going.
Not that much. Come up here.
Sit around and I'm here for a while.
Then they start telling you about what a great time you used to have back then. It happens to me all the time. They always tell me that they remember me when. What they mean is they remember me when they wouldn't speak to me. So, you know, they always like say, oh, Bruce, how's the band? Remember the night we went out, you were with that girl you really liked, and that guy poured beer on your head, and you got mad, and knocked you out, and the girl left. Man, that was fun. That was a great time. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was good. All right. So this is for anybody in the house tonight that's as old as me. As old as Clarence. Can't be that late. But Clarence, he looks real good now. You see, I had this friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. And man, he could throw that speedball by you. This roadside bar, I was walking in, he was walking out. We went back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all he kept talking about was up the block. From back in school, she could turn all the boys' heads. Sometimes on a Friday, I'd stop by and have a few drinks with her after she put her kids to bed. Her and her husband, Bobby, when you see they split up, I guess it's 2 years gone by now. When we just sit around, talk about the old times, she says when she feels like crying, she starts to the well tonight, my
Thanks. This is... When I was a kid, I used to sit out. Our house was kind of on one of the main streets in town. And I used to sit out on the front porch in the summertime at night. And we kind of lived in half the house, and there was this guy next door that worked in the grocery store. And he had one of those shortwave radios that got in like all the different countries. And we'd sit out there. And I remember I used to sit there, I used to count the convertibles.
Take the
when I was a kid, two things I always wanted was I wanted a pony, everybody wants that, and a convertible. I remember it was a real big day when my dad used to say, okay, well, we're going to go down, we're going to pick out another car. And it was the only time that me and my sister, she was a year younger than me, it was the only time we used to get along was when we were about to go down in the car lot, because he'd start hitting up my dad for a convertible. He was, please, please, Daddy, can we get a convertible? We had our winding down to a fine art. And my dad, inside he was a convertible kind of guy. But he was never quite able to get there. So we go down and we come back with like, you know, a Rambler or a Studebaker. Anything under $600. And the only way me and my sister used to be able to get him back was we found the exact spot in the back seat where no matter what we did while he was driving, he couldn't reach us. He'd be like, see, everybody knew where that spot was, right? His hand waving. He'd always... And my mom, she fingers her wedding band, watches a salesman stare at my old man's hand. He's telling us all about the break he'd give us if he could, but he just can't. Well, if I could, I swear, I know just what I'd do. Now, Mr. The Day, the lottery I win, I ain't ever gonna ride in no used car again. Now the neighbors come from near and far as we pull up in our brand new used car. Well, I wish my dad had just hit the gas and let out a cry. Tell them all they could just kiss our asses goodbye. Now my boss
sweats the same job from morning to morn. Yeah, I walk home on the same dirty streets where I was born. Up a block, I can hear my little sister in the front seat. She's blowing that horn. Sounds like what I'm down in Michigan. Well, mister, the day my number comes in, I ain't ever gonna ride no used car. Old car never fade away. This is remember when I was about 10, I used to, there was this park by my house. And in it there was this monument. And I remember my mother used to say, "Where are you going?" You know, when I was gonna go out and play. And I said, "Oh, I'm going over to the monument." And we go over and people like run all around it. And then, as I got a little older, and I was in my first band, and we were going to get our first publicity pictures taken. And we had like these plastic snakeskin vests that we all wore, and shirts like the Kinks. But, I realized I grew up around this monument my whole life, and I never knew what it was a monument to. And I found out that it was a Revolutionary War battle that was fought just a little ways outside the town I grew up in. Before this tour, I went down to Washington, and I seen Lincoln Memorial, which is something to see if you haven't seen it. And I seen the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's a real sad, real beautiful thing. So monuments, good. Just so that, yeah, so that you always remember.
Whitewashed windows, big gun stores. television, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison is singing for the moment. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Go turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't you run back inside. You know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that.
thanks. Oh. There's a song about is holding on to something, trying to hold on to something. It's harder to do as times go by, it seems. This is for it's for little Steven, wherever he may be tonight. He's got a record out called Voice of America. But if you get a chance, you ought to pick up a good record.
Thank you. Between worldly things and spiritual health. Between desires of the flesh and spiritual ecstasy. Between the mansion on the hill and the mansion in the sky. Now, what I want to know is how many of you here tonight believe that if you should, and I hope this doesn't happen, if you should die sometime during the show due to excitement, how many of you think you're going to go to heaven? Now, how many of you think that if you should pass away due to cardiac arrest during the final moments that you just may take the down elevator and stuff? Now me, I know I'm gonna go to heaven. Now, I'm gonna miss the band, but I'll get over it. They say that in the beginning, there was a Garden of Eden. There was a man. There was a woman. There was an apple. There was temptation, there was sin, and parked curbside, there was a pink Cadillac. Well now you may find a fool, all the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love, when you get on my nerves like you do. Now baby, you know you there ain't no secret about that. Well, come on over here and hurry, and maybe I'll feel the fact. Because honey, it ain't your money, 'cause baby, I got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac, crushed up seats, riding on your back, oozing down the street, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac.
Some folks say it's too old, and that it goes too fast. But my love is bigger than a Honda, it's bigger than a Subaru. And man, there's only one life, and one car that'll do. Anyway, we ain't gotta drive it. Baby, we can park it out. I'm driving in my car, I turn on the radio, I'm pulling you close, you just say no, say you don't like it, but girl, I know you're locked. When we kiss, oh,
Yeah. cemetery we go see, trying to learn how to walk like the heroes. He said that if you made it out first, you helped me. And if I did, I'd help you. I remember that was so wrong. And you said it wasn't meant to be a problem. And you said it wasn't meant to be a problem.
I'm on the big streets. Husband, that's about it. The great Mighty Max place nomination for the presidency of the United States. It's time we had a big man in the White House. So give me a C.
Somewhere in the swamps of Jersey, well, I'm sorry. We'll take it, don't you know I'm coming? Everybody say, we'll be right back.
got a homecoming in Harlem last night. And that's right, through a sleeper sheet over the Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the river dodge, drinking warm beer, a soft serene. Rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down the like shadows, always silent, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight all is silent. As we take our stand, stop us. Man, this is an opera.
Thank everybody for coming out of the show here. Fighting traffic. And I'd like to thank the folks from Nocturne Video who's doing the video for you guys out in the field, boy. Thank you all very much. When I was a kid, I heard music of Elvis Presley. It just kind of said, it said one thing to me. It said, "Let freedom ring." And That's what we're here for tonight. But remember, you gotta fight for it every day.
Yeah.
through my window. Put my head back down. Do you win?